as the inspectors working with Hans Blix prepared to verify or refute Baghdad's report, they'll have some new tools at their disposal. The inspectors have better detection equipment these days than they did the last time around in the 1990s. But as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, finding evidence that Iraq is making biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons could be a slow process.
The Weapons Inspector Toolkit is a lot more sophisticated than it used to be. It contains digital cameras, handheld radiation detectors, DNA analyzers, satellite images, and other technological hardware. But some of the best equipment could be found in a bathroom cabinet.
The single most powerful tool we have is essentially a 4-inch by 4-inch cotton swab that we run over the top of a tabletop or any surface.
Mark Gwazdecki is a spokesman for the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. They're in charge of the nuclear inspections.
Nuclear material leaves a residue, even in minute quantities, and we can detect that down to the 1/1,000,000th of a gram.
A swab that picks up 1/1,000,000th of a gram of plutonium or highly enriched uranium can tell a story. That is, whether Iraq has resumed efforts to make nuclear bombs. Scientists can determine when and where the material was produced. That's because nuclear materials contain decay products and other atomic signatures that can be used like a fingerprint.
We also have larger versions of those radiation detectors that go onto vehicles or in helicopters that allow us to do wide area surveys. And combined with that, we have what we call environmental monitoring, which allows us to take water samples, soil samples, and again cover a wide swath of the countryside.
If the inspectors find something radioactive, the Iraqis could claim it came from naturally occurring radiation. But the inspectors can test that. They have gamma radiation maps of Iraq made during the 1990s that show areas of natural contamination. Another new tool is satellite imagery. Inspectors have two new commercial satellites to draw on, QuickBird by Digital Globe and Ikonos, owned by Space Imaging. They're good enough to spot tire tracks or the center line on a highway. The inspectors are regular customers. David Albright runs the Institute for Science and International Security and has analyzed images of Iraq. He says they're a big help.
You're always trying to look for new places to look. And some of it's just random. I mean, you have all your facilities on the wall, and you just throw a dart, and that's where you go that day. With the satellite, that can be another way to pick some places to go, because you want to make sure you're getting all the places.
But these new technologies may not be enough to spot a clear violation of UN weapons sanctions. If an inspector's cotton swab picks up some plutonium, it takes weeks to analyze it. As for the satellites, they only pass over Iraq every 3 days, too infrequent to catch trucks emptying a weapons lab. Albright, who worked with inspection teams in Iraq during the 1990s, says the new inspection tools probably won't give immediate answers, but they will lay the groundwork for the future.
If the inspection process continues, then long-term monitoring will become critical. I mean, you want to have a system that can detect an Iraqi attempt to reconstitute a banned weapons of mass destruction program.
Tracing biological weapons could move faster. Portable DNA analyzers can distinguish between Bacillus anthracis, the source of anthrax, and a harmless microbe in minutes. But finding anthrax may not mean anything. David Franz is a scientist with Southern Research Institute.
What if you find just a little bit of DNA from Bacillus anthracis in a facility around Baghdad? What does it mean? Does it mean they actually worked with anthracis as a weapon there? Or does it mean that someone carried it in on their shoes from the desert, where it's sure to be found in nature?
Franz, who led bioweapons inspections in Iraq during the 1990s, says international terrorism poses new problems. During the 90s, inspectors were looking in Iraq for factories making tons of weapons for missile warheads. But terrorists wouldn't need all that, just a few grams of the right stuff.
And they could be very easily hidden. They could have Bacillus anthracis, which we know they produced before 1990, that would still be good today as long as it was kept cool and dark and dry.
Scientists who've studied Iraq's weapons program say it's possible, given enough time, that inspectors could find a smoking gun. But proving the opposite, that there is no illegal weapons program going on, is well nigh impossible. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.